As this season's hurricane swept across the Caribbean, thousands of migrant workers in the United States watched from a distance as their homes were destroyed. For many, the hardest part was losing contact with wives and children. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann spent several days with men from Jamaica who are harvesting apples in northern New York.
A dozen men carry padded buckets down the overgrown lanes of an orchard in the Champlain Valley. Small, crisp apples hang like daubs of paint on the branches.
If me could stop you and say that foolishness, then me would have do it, but...
Crew boss Alonzo Brooks from St. Elizabeth, Jamaica, says Hurricane Ivan slammed his village.
The water came in, the roof didn't come off, but even now, we don't get back electricity in our area.
Brooks is middle-aged with a rumpled face. He has a wife and four kids back home. For days after the storm, there was no news. Only nervous waiting, he says. Homesickness heightened by dread.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If we look in the world today, so many troubles, so many trials.
On a shivery autumn evening, Brooks's men join crews from a half dozen orchards, crowding the pews of the community church in Peru, New York. They've come to share the latest word from home, and they've come to sing.
I'm gonna walk those streets of glory by and by,
by and by.
I'm gonna walk those streets of glory by and by.
Most of these men have no insurance. They have no savings except what they've managed to pocket this season. The local community has formed a small relief fund, but tonight the consolation isn't money.
Cover us with your blood, Lord, cover us with your blood.
The singer is the Reverend J. Oliver Daly from Mandeville, Jamaica. He wears a tailored suit. He holds up one hand as if taking an oath.
Life has its blessings, and it's a thin line that separates the blessings from the burdens. It is so easy to move from one into the other, as we experience it in Ivan.
This year's harvest is nearly done. Back in the orchard, Alonzo Brooks stands with a hip cocked under a full bucket of apples. There are tough days ahead, he says, cleaning up after Hurricane Ivan.
The best thing is to know that we are going back home. That is one of the best feelings.
When Brooks talks of seeing his children again, his face turns bashful and joyous at the same time. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.